Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Zoe. And we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe. On this episode, we interview Elise Carney, a first-year abroad alum who studied abroad in Spain and Panama. Elise is now studying to become a physician's assistant and talks about how her study abroad experience made her stand out from the crowd while interviewing for PA school. We discuss cross-cultural communication, learning a second language, and making connections abroad. Let's go to our conversation with Elise now. Hi, Elise. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. We're excited to talk to you about your experience today. So to start us off, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, so my name's Elise. I graduated in 2019 from FSU. So I was a FYA student from 2016 to 2017 and was able to graduate early still. And now I am in Gainesville. I kind of traded teams, but FSU is still number one in my heart. But I am studying to be a PA, which is essentially a master's in medicine. And I studied, when I was an FYA, I studied both in Valencia and in Panama.
Wonderful. Can you tell us a bit about how your study abroad experience has helped you to get to where you are now?
I would argue that it's one of the main reasons I am where I am now. I'm actually the youngest in my class, which is huge. I'm 22. So most people in my class are between the ages of 25 and 30, and what they look for in our interviews is life experience. And my life experiences that they liked were my study abroad experiences, just how I interacted with all these different cultures throughout college. And that's really what I was asked at my interview here at UF. And then I also was very fortunate to receive a full scholarship to go to PA school. And that was through the National Health Service Corps. So this is a government program that'll pay for my tuition. And in exchange, I'll work for them for 2 years in a federally underserved community. And this also goes hand in hand with working with people from different cultures, because a lot of people who are underserved are minority populations, and they have different ethnic backgrounds. So my demonstrated ability in college definitely helped me land these opportunities that I have right now. And the fact that I can start so young, one of my interviewers said that she saw a lot of maturity in me. She had no idea that I was 22 when I was interviewing, because I had so much like world and life experience that she was really impressed. So
that's so awesome. We always say that, you know, study abroad will make you stand out from the crowd, and your story is evidence that that is the case. And can you talk about what skills you gained while living in Spain and Panama that you think will benefit you in your career?
Definitely practicing my Spanish was definitely one of the hallmarks of going abroad for me. That was one of my goals, was to be more fluent and more comfortable in using Spanish. And I think that will definitely help me here in Florida, especially if I'm working as a provider, because I've already had to use Spanish. We have a free clinic here at UF, and mostly all of the patients are Spanish speaking. So that has definitely helped me. And I also think working with different cultures when I was abroad has helped me, because, like, for example, there's some cultures that don't know that they need to make appointments for medical visits because they're used to just waiting outside in a line to see a doctor. So being able to communicate, like recognize the cultural differences and communicate to those kinds of patients definitely helps a lot, as opposed to just getting frustrated with them for showing up without an appointment. But I think just living around so many different cultures has helped me recognize that this could be a cultural difference. So let's get to the bottom of it.
That's such a great perspective, that it's you don't always need to get frustrated. You learn a lot of things while you are studying abroad, and learn about yourself and about other communities and cultures, and patience is a huge lesson we learn while studying abroad. So we know that you went back to Panama after you studied abroad there. Can you talk a little bit about what led you to that decision, and then what that experience going back to Panama was like?
Yeah. So one of our last excursions, and I'm trying to remember which one it was specifically, but the tour guide had mentioned something that he worked for a company called Floating Doctors, which is a nonprofit organization. And I did some more research about this company, and I was like nearing the end of my study abroad experience, so I wasn't able to go when I was there abroad. But I definitely had my sights on it, so I saved up money for the whole next year. And I went back to Panama to work for this Floating Doctors company that the tour guide had mentioned. And it ended up being a great experience. I did some public health research there, actually, about women's health and the importance of prenatal care. And it was a really big adventure. I canoed, well, they call it a cayuco, which is not really a canoe, but the boat ride took 5 hours to get to the island that we set up for our mission trip. And then we slept in hammocks, which was something very new to me in the Panama heat. And we were advised also not to bathe in the river because of potential parasites or things that we could get. So I also didn't shower for 5 days, which was, you know, interesting. But it was a great experience. I saw so many different cases that I don't think I would have seen here in the U.S. And I was able to help so many different people. And so I'm glad that I met that random tour guide in Panama to help me just decide, you know, this is kind of what I want to do, which is medicine.
You never know who you're going to meet abroad.
Yeah, you never do. You never know.
Definitely. So shifting a little bit, but can you talk about your experience doing the Global Citizenship Certificate?
Yeah, actually the Global Citizenship Certificate is kind of what helped me reflect more on my abroad experiences. So like I said, I did public health research in Panama, but I wasn't really able to pull it all together until I did the Global Citizenship Certificate. And so there I was paired. I had a mentor, a faculty member, who helped me do literature reviews and kind of compile all of the different research that I had done and put it in a like case study. And then I did a poster presentation at the undergraduate research symposium, which was a really neat experience. And so, yeah, they kind of helped me reflect on the importance of like getting to know different cultures and knowing your culture specifically so that you can recognize that there's a difference. And so there were a couple of classes that were required where we learned about things like power distance and how certain cultures are less likely to ask questions in class, but they might come up after to the teacher to ask questions because that's just how their culture is. And so those kinds of examples made me think about the people I've met in my experience and why they may be acting that way, if it's different than the way I'm acting. And it really helped me. It really helped me.
Do you think that some of those things, like the research that you did or the reflection that you did throughout that certificate program, do you see that impacting where you are now or your future career or anything like that?
It definitely helps me recognize and be able to write about it too, because I think my essays for the scholarship in particular, I think I was able to reflect more profoundly in that specific, knowing the cultural differences and being able to recognize that and how to like overcome those kinds of challenges. I have not started my clinical year yet, but I imagine that when I'm in my clinical year, I'll come across some of these situations where I'll have to physically overcome like different challenges. Like, for example, like I said, the people just showing up to doctor's appointments because that's how in their country they just wait for hours to see a doctor, but they'll wait the whole day. That's fine. Whereas here in the US, if you don't have an appointment, you're kind of out of luck and you get sent home and you're like, they tell you to call again. So, but just, I know I'll come across more of those situations. It just hasn't happened yet because I'm in the didactic phase of my learning. But when clinical year comes around, I'm excited for any challenges.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I like that you mentioned the writing for your applications and things like that, because sometimes we have these experiences in life, whether they're abroad or otherwise, and you think, yeah, that was a cool experience, but you don't really like take a second to like sit and reflect and like really think about what that experience meant for you or how it changed you or what you experienced. And so things like the Global Citizenship Certificate or the Garnet Gold Scholar Society, things like that really facilitate that deep reflection and understanding what it is that you accomplished can really help later down the road when you're writing scholarship applications or grad school applications or in a job interview or something like that. So I'm glad that you had that experience.
Yeah, I remember actually filling out for the Global Citizenship Certificate. We did a sheet about how privileged we were. And I had never thought about it before because I don't know. You go through life, you don't think about how privileged you are. But then when I filled out the sheet, I was like, oh my gosh, I come from so much privilege. And I just, like, it just surprised me to see that some of my classmates were checking different answers than I was. And I felt like I was very surprised, but I also was very motivated to help people that didn't come from the same background of privilege. And so I bring that up in a lot of interviews because I think they ask, you know, why do you want to work with underserved populations? And it's because I've never known that people have gone through life so underprivileged, and I want to help.
It's so important to be able to recognize that within ourselves and then to be an advocate and to use that privilege for good, like to create good out of it and to use the privilege that you have to help others, like you said. So that's awesome that you also had that experience through the Global Citizenship Certificate to help you be a better practitioner. That's wonderful. So we're going to shift a little bit for some fun questions. So let's talk a little bit about your study abroad experience. We've talked a lot about your career and the experiences you've had, but let's talk about your time actually abroad. So first, can you tell us what was your favorite excursion or your favorite memory from your time in Panama?
In Panama, let's think. There are so many of them. And I liked Panama a lot because most of the excursions were outside. And I'm very much an outdoors person. I like to be around mountains, beaches, in the sun. I like to be active. So I think my favorite one was we did an overnight excursion to sort of this isolated island called Contadora, which was, it's just, we felt like the only people on the island, which was really cool. But I think there were a couple other couples at the resort that we were at. But we essentially just got the whole time to explore. So I think myself and a couple friends rented a golf cart. We were able to explore these isolated beaches, these deserted beaches that had shipwrecks on them and things like that. And so that was my favorite excursion because we got to spend a lot of time in a place where I feel like not many humans have touched. And that's just a cool feeling. You know, you see those places, like those pictures in magazines, and you're like, oh my gosh, I would dream to go to a place like that. And I felt like I was in there. And that was a really cool experience. And then in Valencia, I really like being outside. So they did an excursion where we could go zip lining outside of Madrid, I think it was. And that was a really cool experience just to zip line over all the trees and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I studied abroad in Costa Rica and we went zip lining, and that was also one of my favorite excursions. It's just so fun.
Yeah, I was scared at first. I definitely was scared to jump because, you know, I don't know, you're thinking, oh, what happens if I'm the one that the faulty equipment's on? But you're like, you can't go through life thinking like that. So, you know, that initial jump was hard, but it was very, very fun.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor for study abroad. The initial jump can be difficult, but then it turns out to be fun and a great experience.
Exactly.
So our last question that we have for you is a question that we ask everyone who comes on the podcast. What advice do you have for students considering study abroad?
Especially for me, as a STEM major in biology, I was very hesitant to study abroad because I wasn't sure if it would fit in my timeline the way I wanted it to. I really wanted to do it, but it wasn't one of the check boxes that I had to check if I wanted to go to med school or PA school. So if you don't think it's going to fit in your timeline, I think you should try to make it. that's my best advice is just you're only this age once. And I don't know, I think it's the most fun to study when you're young and you can experience everything. You have your mobility. You can walk everywhere. It takes a while for you to get tired. I don't know, I wouldn't take it back even if it did not set me back at all. I still was able to graduate within 3 years, which was my goal because I had a bunch of extra credit. And I actually think that it helped me get exactly where I am today because of the life experience that I have got from it. And yeah.
Absolutely. We hear from STEM students a lot that it can seem intimidating or just like it won't really quite fit. And so all of those students, we always say, just meet with our office. We have an academic advisor who can go through the courses. If you're an incoming student, who can go through the credit that you're bringing into FSU. If you are already enrolled, she can look at all of your courses that you've taken and where it can fit in. And she's amazing. She can usually find a program or some sort of opportunity that will fit for just about every student that asks. So please take advantage of those resources.
Yeah, the science classes there are just like FSU's, like on main campus in Tallahassee. I actually learned, they were smaller, so I learned more, I feel like, than when I came back to Tallahassee and sat in a lecture of 300 people. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm supposed to go up to this professor out of 300 people and ask questions. So like in Valencia, it was like 5 people in my class. So yeah, it's definitely a good way to ease yourself in, especially for the FYAs, to ease yourself into your first year, because you do get like more one-on-one attention academically.
Exactly. No, we say that a lot too, that, you know, class sizes are smaller abroad, so you get that one-on-one time with your professor and you're able to actually get to know them, which is a huge advantage, I think.
Yeah, it is a huge advantage.
Well, thank you for joining us today on the podcast. It was our pleasure to talk to you and we had a great time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Elise.
Before we disembark, we want to talk about how you can stand out from the crowd when you study abroad. Once you return from your study abroad experience, it's important to reflect on the experience you had and what it meant to you. Knowing how your study abroad experience influenced you can help you know how to talk about it on a resume or in a job interview.
FSU offers many ways for you to continue your international education and reflection even once you return stateside. The Center for Global Engagement offers the Global Citizenship Certificate that Elise mentioned. This program allows you to take courses and participate in cultural engagement opportunities, culminating in a notation on your final transcript. The Garnet and Gold Scholar Society is another opportunity to consider. You can choose international as one of your focus areas, and after completing the required reflections, you could be inducted into the Scholar Society when you graduate. Another resource to take advantage of as an FSU student is the Career Center. The advisors in the Career Center can help you talk about your experience in a job interview and more. You can also check out our YouTube channel for a presentation on how to add your study abroad experience to your resume. Check out the show notes for a link.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to Elise for talking with us today.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo was designed by Vanessa Aguirre, who also does our sound engineering. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Hannah Meister and Zoe Crook.